And from this point forward, we will now, and I have a different background for it, and this background will change, but this is down the rabbit hole background, and I have down the rabbit hole sound effects and graphics. So you can now know we're moving on to the rabbit hole portion of this podcast.
Down the rabbit hole, down the rabbit hole, down the rabbit hole.
And all that means is we try and stay on topic for those who are here for that information and that discussion. And then now we can go down the rabbit hole. Salt Laker says, I refuse to take... I'm guessing that's a vaccine from any pharmaceutical company that has more criminal convictions than myself. So you don't take any medication, Salt Laker? I'm just curious, because that statement leads me to believe that you don't take any medication. So I'm just wondering if you do. Just a thought. Ooh, look at that down the rabbit hole background. I'm sorry if you can't see it on the podcast, but I'm quite proud of it. We're now in the rabbit hole. Orion says, my mom is healthy as a horse, so it's hard to say if it worked or if she would have just gotten better on her own. So that's the problem, is you have people who would probably fight COVID quite well. They took some ivermectin, they survived, and they're going to give credit to the ivermectin. Again, as was pointed out, a study group of one. When the truth is, when you look at the numbers, the vaccine is saving hundreds of millions of lives. Hundreds of millions. Let's see. Salt Laker says, you seem to be ignoring the fact that most of these pharmaceutical companies are international criminals. By definition, they have been convicted of repeated offenses over decades. Salt Laker, so these pharmaceutical companies are all different, and they are not run by one individual. And they change over time, and they're held to very rigid standards. Hence, the convictions. Now, I'm not sure about the convictions. You can send me the links here, but what happens is when you face trials and convictions and lawsuits, to survive, you adjust. I could just as easily say to you that these are examples of them being held accountable, and that means the government is holding them accountable and the regulations are working. See, we could argue that same point either way. But you didn't ask the question as to whether or not you take any medications. Or did you just suddenly come to this conclusion when it comes to a vaccine that was fast-tracked and put into place by a Republican? I don't know your leanings, but I always find that fascinating to me, that it is the right that can't seem to take credit for the vaccine that is saving millions of lives. And David says, this was going to be my next point, David, thank you. It's why we have an FDA for an approval process. Salt Lakers is kind of acting like the vaccines do whatever the hell they want. They create a medication, they tell you it works, and then you take it. It's not how it works. There are peer reviews, checks and balances, approval processes, not just by the FDA, but by every other medical organization in every other country. And they're all coming to the same conclusions. Now, what people will say to me, well, that's because they're all bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical companies. Well, if you believe that, then I don't know why we're having a conversation at all. Because you would have to believe that every doctor, every epidemiologist, every state official, they're all bought and paid for. Every first responder, every single healthcare worker, they're all bought and paid for to perpetuate this myth of a virus or a vaccine. Salt Laker says, how many drugs has the FDA recalled in the last 20 years? Again, Salt Laker, I think you're helping me and my point. What does that tell you? Let's think about it. FDA has recalled medication when they found problems with it. What does that tell me? That tells me they're watching. I mean, think about it. You're making points against yourself. David just brought up how the FDA is testing this stuff to see if it works, and which is holding the manufacturers accountable. You're now presenting a point that the FDA has recalled drugs, which is actually proving that the FDA is watching, and when there's an issue, they force a recall. You're making my point for me, dude. If the FDA had never done a recall, then maybe you'd have a point. And by the way, was it the Pfizer drug when they saw the first indication of a problem, they halted it and they did more studies and more research? Yeah. Yeah, that's what they did. You're making my point. Johnson & Johnson knowingly sold toxic baby powder for over 20 years and they're being held accountable for it. It's exactly right. So, this is the appeal to, let's see, here we go. I think hasty generalization is what's being used here. A claim based on a few examples rather than substantial proof. That's what's happening here. And again, because something happened to a company before, oh, now I got to turn that off. Hang on. Okay, let's get rid of Hobbit, dude. See, everything you're using as an example as to why they can't be trusted, to me is an example as to how the system has worked and improved and is holding them accountable. Yeah. And by the way, these examples are examples of why the FDA has increased its power and its requirements to get approval. So your question, where was the FDA? The FDA, like everything else, has been a process of gaining more legal authority, passing more requirements. It's like going back 20 years to find an example of something, or 10 years, is denying all of the progress, requirements, litigation, legislation that has happened since then to ensure that those things don't happen again. See how that works? It's called progress. I could go back to anything that you want to say or do and find an example and pull it out of the air and say, see, this is why they can't be trusted. And if you want to ignore everything that's happened since then, both with approval processes, research requirements, all of those things, then you're not really interested in doing anything else but trying to pick holes in my argument without any real evidence to support it. What I would like you to do, Salt Laker, is to show me the evidence that the vaccine is deadly to the point where it shouldn't be allowed, deadlier than most of the medications that we all take on a regular basis. And then you'll have something. You're picking out all of these other things. But just look at the numbers, man. Look at who's getting the virus right now. Look at who's surviving the virus right now. The numbers are in front of your face. Now, you can decide not to take it. That's fine. That's your choice. But nothing you've said discredits any of the research, any of the studies. Nothing you've said is evidence that the vaccine is not effective. Nothing. It's all distraction, all of these other things. If the pharmaceutical companies worked on their own and were not regulated and didn't have to go through all of this strict testing, then some of those points might be more viable. But they're not. Oh, I got to go back to the rabbit hole screen. Sorry, I'm used to going back to that screen. All right, keep your comments coming. I'm just going to end the Podbean live here. Let's see. Salt Lakers, according to the Department of Justice, pharmaceutical companies pay over $400 million to resolve the alleged false claims, act liability for price fixing and generic drugs. What's the point? Do you have evidence that the vaccine does not work? Do you have evidence that the vaccine is any more deadly than any of the commonly prescribed medications that are out there right now? The truth is, if you had that evidence, you would be sending it to me. But you don't. All you have is conspiracy theories, conjecture, distraction, sidetrack. In the meantime, those who are getting the vaccine are living. Those who are not getting the vaccine are dying in much higher numbers. So make the choice, whatever. And I hope if you get it, I don't know how old you are. I hope that you survive it, and I hope you go forward and that you're perfectly healthy. But I haven't seen one thing that you've shared with me that changes anything. Remember, when the FDA publishes approval, they publish hundreds of studies. I shared with you guys the other day how many studies that they published just to come down with the mask mandate. The Salt Laker says, sometimes you don't realize what the effects are for a long time, up to 20 years in the case of the toxic baby powder. Well, you got to remember about baby powder that you keep using this example. Was baby powder a prescribed medication? No. Was baby powder something that had to go through the vigorous approval process? No. No, it wasn't. It's a poor example. And you really should stop using it. It's a poor example. Okay, we're talking about prescription medications or vaccines that go through a very, very aggressive process. Now to your point about not knowing the effects of something for 20 years. We did not just invent science today. We are building upon science. We add upon science every single day. One of the reasons why we came up with a vaccine so much faster is not because we cut corners, but it's because our knowledge is getting better and better. So we are much more able to predict what the long-term impacts of something is going to be on our system. We didn't have that back with asbestos. We didn't have that with the toxic baby powder that you keep bringing up. We have this knowledge now, so we can much better predict. In fact, I would suggest to you that we can predict much better what any chemicals in the vaccine are going to do to you. But what we can't predict is what the long-term impacts of COVID is going to do to you. So I would suggest, and this was part of my own calculation, that science has an incredible understanding about all of the elements in this vaccine because there's nothing new there. Nothing new. It's just a different setup and different mRNA programming. Nothing new there. Things that we've been dealing with, and we know how humans deal with them for the last decades, 100 years. But COVID is new. And we don't know exactly how it affects your body. I would rather trust the world knowledge base and the studies and the constantly growing and increasing vaccine science over a virus that we know very, very little about. Salt Laker says, in relative scale, the mRNA vaccines have been out for about 5 minutes. Also, we're an irrelevant point. Also, because the way it works is the more knowledge you have, it should mean the faster that you can come up with things and solve them. We didn't have to start from scratch with COVID. We didn't have to because we're adding upon. So how long it's been around or how much time it took to develop is not an indicator of whether or not it's effective. if a vaccine took 20 years back in the 1900s to come up with, and we say that's a more effective vaccine because it took 20 years and this vaccine only took us 2 years, it's a nonsensical argument because it denies the progress of science. It denies computers. It denies all of our abilities now. You could come up with something in a hot second based upon all of the years and decades of science before it, and it'd be 1,000 times more effective than something that took 20 years to conceive. That's the way science rolls forward. It doesn't start new every day or with every new illness. Thank goodness. If it did, that would be a problem. Salt Laker says, are you personally aware of the criminal history of your specific vaccine manufacturer? No, I'm not. Are you personally aware of any indication that the vaccine is not effective or is more deadly than any other regularly taken medications? That's what should matter to you. Let's see. Orion says, those who decry mRNA for being new, please try 40 years of development. I wouldn't expect anyone to decry the COVID vaccine to even know RNA is or biological function it plays. I understand a distrust of people who make money off of medicines. I get that, Salt Laker. I get that distrust. I understand it. But they don't operate in a bubble. These vaccines are being tested and verified by multiple agencies across a very wide spectrum across the world. Across the world. And what you're suggesting is that because vaccine manufacturers have been charged with criminal activity, then that somehow means that all of those agencies who are in charge of watching the science and making sure the studies and the peer reviews add up, that they're all going to look the other way and allow people to die because of the criminal nature of the pharmaceutical companies. It's the only way it could work. Yeah, I don't see that. And there we go. Science is as corruptible an industry as any. Of course it is. But all of science? Is that what you're saying? All of science? So you're telling me the scientists in Iran that are coming to the same conclusion are corrupted. And the scientists in China and Russia and the UK and Jerusalem and you're telling me that they've all been corrupted. Okay. All right. Wow. It's just, Salt Lakers, I've asked you for the evidence to show that the vaccine is more deadly than any other prescriptions or medications out there that are prescribed and taken all the time. You obviously don't have that evidence. I've asked you for evidence that the vaccine is not effective. You don't have that evidence. What you have is smoke and mirrors. Here we go again. There have been 12,787 total drug recalls issued by the FDA. On average, 12,079 drugs are recalled every single year. Again, the FDA doing their job. That's awesome. That's awesome. He says, each one, I'm sure, went through rigorous trials. Well, it depends on the drug. It depends on what it's prescribed for based upon the rigorous nature of the trials. The unique nature of COVID is that we have millions of test suspects. With so many of the other drugs, we don't. And so it's harder to test and it takes longer. But we have millions of test cases. We have hundreds of millions of people who have died and hundreds of millions of people who have been vaccinated. So the test sample size is a bazillion times bigger than any of the other drugs out there. And so is the testing sample size. So whatever you want to look at, but you know. Again, you still haven't asked the question, do you take any medications? A lot of questions I've asked you that you, for whatever reason, you're not answering. So we're forced to draw our own conclusions. Falling off a ladder with COVID does not count. Okay, just back your point up. Show me the case. Show me the verified case. This is, I've seen the lies. I've seen the rumors. Somebody died in a car accident and it was COVID. Documentation, please. Citation, please. Let's see. Orion 2, Salt Lakers, with so much conspiracy and criminal activity going on, how do you do it? How do you function? I often ask that about conspiracy theorists. I'm not against a good old conspiracy discussion, but I like evidence. And in the case of COVID, I read every study that comes across the board. I look at every allegation that's made and I research it on my own. And I'm not an epidemiologist. Please don't take my medical advice, but it's like if you put the paperwork of evidence supporting the vaccine efficacy, its safety, the deadliness of the virus, that would be, I don't know how high a mountain of studies. And then over here, the excuses, the distractions, all of those things would probably fit on the tip of my thumb. Pointing out the criminal history of pharmaceutical companies is not conspiracy. No, I wouldn't say it's conspiracy, but it's not proof of anything. It's not evidence of anything. Especially with the rigorous requirements that each country has on their vaccines and medications. It's not proof of anything. But you did say things that do sound highly conspiratorial, like science is corruptible. You didn't say some people in science. I think you said, oh, there it is. Science is as corruptible an industry as any. You would have to believe that just about every member of the scientific community who has any involvement with this has been corrupted. That is conspiratorial. Let's see. David says, Salt Lakers, you still haven't answered the point. What information debunks the studies of the vaccine efficacy? Keep asking for it. And look, again, Salt Laker, if the way you feel is you don't want to take it until it's been around for a long time, can't argue with that. I feel personally that's a denial of the progress of science and that those questions are answered in the approval that we know everything in this medication. We know the side effects. We know the long-term effects. That's my personal viewpoint. But if you're like, hey, I don't want to take it because it hasn't been around for a long time, I totally get that. If you don't want to take that because somewhere along the way, a pharmaceutical company has been convicted of something, okay, fine. But none of that destroys what the vaccines are, what their efficacy is, what the studies have shown. That's just your personal point. And you've gone through a lot of effort to present a lot of points that somehow discredit the vaccine, and it just doesn't. It just doesn't. Salt Laker says, we've seen the efficacy rates change several times over the past year, and we knew this would happen. If you're paying attention, you knew that this would happen. Because when it was released, we had studies for a certain amount of period of time. It's always been a question, how long would it last? Just like with the flu vaccine. How long will it last if it's mutating or something like that? Efficacy. See, this is just, I think, one more point where you're helping me out, Salt Lakers. Wait, the pharmaceutical companies that are corrupt and criminal are actually announcing that the efficacy rate goes down over time? Whoa, why would they do that? That man, if they're committing criminal acts and they're just trying to sell this at all costs, wouldn't they be lying to the American people? Man, if the FDA has been corrupted, why would they be announcing that the efficacy rates are going down? Huh. You see what I'm saying? It's like you're making my point. Again, you've been helping me out quite a bit here this whole time. The fact that it's released to you that over time, the efficacy rate appears to wane. And guess what? We're also learning that with people who are infected by COVID, that immunity also may decline over time. And by the way, that's nothing new. Have you ever heard of a booster shot from any of the other vaccines? Of course you have. So again, what's the point? What is the point? No. He says, I remember when they were saying that the vaccines were going to stop transmissions as well. Salt Lakers, I have followed this like I have followed nothing else in my life. They were never saying that the vaccine would stop transmission. No. In fact, they always said just the opposite. We want you to continue to wear a mask because we're, even if you've been vaccinated, because we're not sure if you can transmit after you've been vaccinated. They made this because they weren't sure. There wasn't enough time to study this part of the aspect because we're still learning about COVID. So that's been the message. Like people who said, they said the vaccines would be 100% effective. No, they don't. No, they didn't. Never said that. Like when people freak out over breakthrough cases, like there were never supposed to be breakthrough cases. Nonsense. We were told the day that the vaccines were announced and approved what their efficacy rate was. And I think the highest was like 94%. Well, that tells you there's going to be a 6% breakthrough rate. So no, that's nothing new. Let's see, the Salt Laker says, so you're 100% positive that neither the President of the United States or the CDC or the vaccine manufacturers said that it would halt transmission. I don't know. Trump said it would go away without the vaccine. So I don't know which president you are talking about. But I'll just put it this way. Out of all of the studies, all of the research that I have seen, I have never seen somebody say that the vaccine will stop transmission 100%. If you'd like to send me that link, I'll be glad to look at it and I will revise my statement. I'm not afraid to do that. I like information. I like facts. To call him Brandon, that's just childish, Salt Laker. You don't need that. So you send me the quote where Biden said it would 100% stop transmission. I wouldn't be surprised he said that because he's Biden. But he will be wrong, just like Trump was wrong when they said the virus would go away 100%. I want you to show me. I'll take the Biden quote. I'd love to see it. I'll add it to my... So David said, Biden said you wouldn't get the virus, but he corrected himself later. Salt Laker says, I know it's childish. I love it. Well, if you love being childish, that's fine. But to me, it's the destruction of our society that we've all decided to become bullies. And it's also a sign of weakness. I mean, there's so many reasons to be able to criticize Biden and to actually change hearts and minds, but we choose childish insults. And I can bet that if your child was being treated that way on the playground, you would want the bully to stop. So we don't support it in our children, but you feel good about doing it as an adult. Okay, fine. I think it's weakness. And I think it's sad. It's weakness. You can make your points if you're right. Make your points. Stand strong and believe and fight for what you believe. But you don't need the insults or the toxicity. that's just, we don't support it in anywhere else. We don't support it in a work environment. We don't support it in a school environment. We don't support it anywhere else. And doing the partisan reversal test, people got so upset when it happened to Trump. Well, I said it shouldn't happen to Trump, shouldn't be done to Trump. And now I'm saying it shouldn't happen to Biden either. Salt Laker says that sounds a little passive aggressive, but let's continue. What? Saying that you don't need insults to make your point? That it's weakness if you need insults to make your point? You think that's passive aggressive? Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. If you're right and the truth is on your side, why do you need the insults? Do you think it changes anything? See, the insults are an attempt to make you feel better about you. They don't change anything. They don't make your point, but they send a message to everybody else that you obviously don't have anything else to say, so you're going with the insults. And now we have members of Congress wearing "Let's go Biden, let's go Brandon" face masks on the Congress floor. And I guarantee you they were pissed off when people were chanting F Trump. Partisan reversal test, anybody?
The partisan reversal test.
Yeah. You don't need it. You're better than that. If you do, well, let me put it this way. If you do need it, you're not better than that. Notice that here on this program, we make our points very aggressively. We fight for what we believe very aggressively. Never insult anybody. Don't do it. Orion says, if everyone got vaccinated, it would 100% stop transmission and the pandemic would end within 3 weeks. It's the 21st century and we're acting like 14th century plague rats. Well, I don't know if you can ever get 100% because not everybody can or should take it. But I do think we could get to the point where it can be managed and you may have to have booster shots and things like that. That's my hope. I don't know if we'll ever chase COVID from our society. It's like I don't think we'll ever chase flu from our society. Let's get that number as high as we can. We know that many countries in Europe, and we've documented this, are now removing all restrictions and going back to normal because they achieved above the 80% vaccination rate. And I think in Utah, we're at 53%. Is that the number I saw today? A whopping 53%? Yeah, that ain't going to cut it, friends. That ain't going to cut it. All right. Still waiting for the evidence that the vaccine is not effective. Still waiting. Or that it's more deadly. Let's see. Scientists are hoping within 10 years it will just evolve into a virus like the cold. We could evolve as a people. Salt Laker says, I've enjoyed your show so far, but I'm driving my wife crazy. Look forward to tuning in another time. Thank you, Salt Laker. And if your wife has been listening, tell her thank you for listening. You are always welcome here. And that's what I love about the rabbit hole is we can take people's opinions and we can dive into them. But what I'd like you to do next time you join us is give me the evidence I've been asking for. Or answer the question, do you take any medications? Do you apply the same logic that you're applying to the vaccine to other medications? I would have really liked to have heard that. Even though you could tell us whatever you want. I mean, you could easily say, no, I don't take any medications and have lied. Or maybe you don't. I don't know. My mom won't go to a doctor, and she won't take more than an aspirin. So there are certainly people out there like that. And she's in her 80s. So that must mean that all medicine is bad and all doctors are irrelevant. Right? So, and no, I'm not saying you said that, Salt Lakers. Anyway, anything else, my friends, that you want to talk about? Do you like the new background for Down the Rabbit Hole and the new graphic? All right. I guess we're about wrapped up then tonight, my friends. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for spending your evening with me. Please take a minute and go to jmcfarland.com, become a member for $5 a month or more. You get great benefits and prizes and perks. But more importantly, you support this broadcast and you allow me to bring it to you on a regular basis. So jmcfarland.com is that address. David says it's a great background. I got a bunch. Do you guys want to see some of the other ones I've got planned since you've hung out this long? Tell me what you think. We're down the rabbit hole, right? So we can do anything here. Let me see. So I've got plans for the holidays. Let's go over here. Where did I put those? Here we go. Okay, so here's one for the rabbit hole that I like. What do you think? Does that make you dizzy? So that one's fun. What else do we got? Oh, so for the holidays, I've got kind of fall. Oh, I've got a Thanksgiving one coming up here. Where did that one go? Oh, there's my Thanksgiving. So here we go. Oh, look at that. Isn't that nice? That make you feel like the holidays already? So I got lots of backgrounds coming up because I'm never satisfied. let's see some of the other ones that I found. I thought this one was a good rabbit hole one as well. The multiverse. All right, my friends, I think that's all I have for you. Again, become a patron. Stay tuned, listen in. I'm doing other podcasts that are just pre-recorded. I release those usually at 9 a.m. in the morning on days when we didn't have a live. So tomorrow, the rebroadcast will just be the live. But on other days, I'm trying to bring you up to date on the news and my opinions there as well. So keep listening. Like, share, subscribe. And help us spread the word. And if you're inclined, call your legislature and just your legislator and just ask them a question, because this is the question that is not being answered. What didn't you like about the map presented by the Independent Redistricting Commission? Can you tell me what was so wrong with that map? I'd love to hear their answer. I hope that more microphones go in their faces, and I haven't heard that answer specifically, that question specifically answered. I would love for that to happen. So maybe we'll see it, maybe we won't, but redistricting is already, that fight's already done. All right, my friends, I think that's all I have for you. Everybody have a wonderful night, and I'll catch you again on Thursday night.